Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Throneberry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Charlie Neal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moorhead. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Moorhead. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting third. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Stan Musial. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Charlie James. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Julio Gatte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell strikes out. Sawatzky drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cannell out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial takes first base on ball four. Flood moves to second. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a fly ball towards center. Ashburn settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Ashburn. Flood scores. Musial moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Musial scores. Sawatzky moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a pop-up towards third. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of James who is chasing the ball. Throneberry reaches third base with a triple. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thornberry scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of James, who is chasing the ball. Coleman reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's Mets, 2, Cardinals, 2. Bob Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 2. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ashburn tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Mets. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cannell moves to third. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Thornberry hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cannell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn, who is chasing the ball. Flood reaches third base with a triple. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Flood scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Mets. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0-for-1 in the game. Sawatzky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Chu Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorhead strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. James hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cannell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Julio Gatte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gatte is 0-for-1 in the game. Gatte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ashburn moves to third. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer has Ashburn trapped. There's the throw to Sawatsky and back to Boyer, who tags Ashburn for the out. Cannell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. Mantilla moves to second. Two outs. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thronberry is walked intentionally. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gatte fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-2 in the game. Javier strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Flood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Chu Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Coleman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Javier reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a line drive into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0-for-2 in the game. Moorhead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Moorhead moves to second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cannell hits a fly ball into left field. Mutual settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Musial takes first base on ball 4. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0-for-2 in the game. Sawatzky takes first base on ball 4. Musial moves to second. Ray Devault now pitching. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. James is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Schoendienst pinch hits for Julio Gatte. Red Schoendienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schoendienst strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Dal Maxville now playing shortstop. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Throneberry hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Smith pinch hits for Larry Jackson. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-3 in the game. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up towards first. Throneberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Dulaba now pitching. Chu Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dulaba fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier misplays the ball. That's an error on Javier. Ray Devault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Neal moves to second. Ray Devault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devault hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dulaba fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Neal moves to third. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cannell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Neal scores. Ashburn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Mets. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Ashburn moves to third. Cannell moves to second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe Christopher now playing left field. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Flood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sawatzki takes first base on ball 4. Flood moves to second. Manny Minoso pinch runs for Carl Sawatzki. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. James hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-5, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Christopher. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dulaba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dulaba strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jimmy Schaefer now catching. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thronberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mutual. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Ed Bauschi pinch hits for Choo Choo Coleman. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with McDaniel covering, for the out. Hickman moves to third. Two outs. Frank Thomas pinch hits for Charlie Neal. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.